Now, I know that, you know, when we start talking about guns and things, emotions can really get stirred up. People get angry and they say, well, you're trying to take our guns away. Other people might get angry as they think about so many people who, through no fault of their own, I mean, self-defense wasn't involved at all, people being shot and killed. And so I definitely understand that emotions can be stirred up on either side of this conversation, whether to have guns or not, whether to allow guns to be kept or not. This is a hypothetical. So just be kind of imagining and try to imagine as thoroughly, as completely, as comprehensively as you can. In other words, don't just look at it from the perspective that pleases you. Try to imagine the whole picture. Life in America without guns. The only people who have guns are law enforcement officers, military personnel, etc. But as far as private citizens who are not serving in any of these capacities or anything remotely like them, no guns. What would that world be like? Of course. And then what if we were to say if all firearms in the world suddenly disappeared and there was no way for people to get them back? Well, we know the guns can't just magically vanish. But the thought experiment allows us to remove politics from the equation and try to rationally consider what we could gain and lose should we ever actually decide to have fewer guns around. In the U.S. of A., gun homicide rates are more than 25 times higher than the combined rate of other high-income nations. Stay with me now. Follow them. Gun homicide rates. People being killed due to gunshots. Gunshot wounds. So we're not talking about all the reasons that people die. We're not even talking about all of the different ways that people are killed. We're only looking at gun homicide rates. And in the U.S. of A., you look at our gun homicide rate. You look at the gun homicide rate of other high-income nations. Let's say the U.K., England. Let's say Germany. Look at their gun homicide rate, the number of people killed due to gunshot wounds. And any other high-income nation that you want to think about. If you add all of those gun homicide rates, the gun homicide rates of each of those nations, each of those other high-income nations, add their gun homicide rates together, and with their gun homicide rates combined, all those other high-income nations' gun homicide rates added together, combined, the U.S. gun homicide rate is more than 25 times higher than that combined rate of all those other high-income nations. More than 25 times higher. The most obvious effect of such a disappearance then, if, you know, we were to say, hey, all the guns in the world are being taken away, you're not going to be able to get them back. One effect would be no gun deaths. Approximately how many people around the world are killed by guns each year? And again, this does not include military service type deaths. Nothing. Gun deaths, private world. How many people around the world killed by guns each year? Approximately 500,000. In terms of developed countries, the biggest losses are in the U.S., where citizens owned 300 to 350 million guns in total. So we have, and again, this is not including the military, law enforcement, etc. In the U.S. of A., citizens own 300 to 350 million guns in total, which means we have too close to one gun for every citizen in this country. I said too close to it. We're not exactly there, but we're too close to it. What do we have? 370 million, 380 million people in America right now? And we have 300 to 350 million guns. That sounds too high to me. Gun homicide rates, again, more than 25 times higher than the combined rate of other high-income nations. About 100 people in this country die every day as a result of a gunshot, according to Jeffrey Swanson, who's a professor of psychiatry and behavioral science at Duke University School of Medicine in North Carolina. If you take away the guns, lots and lots of those lives will be saved. About 100 people in this country die every day as a result of a gunshot. Ranking at the top of the list would be lives otherwise lost to suicide. Around 60% of the 175,700 U.S. firearm deaths from 2012 to 2016 were suicides. Half of the 44,000 Americans who killed themselves in 2015 used a gun. Interesting. Ranking at the top of the list would be lives otherwise lost to suicide. Around 60% of the 175,700 U.S. firearm deaths from 2012 to 2016 were suicides. Half of the 44,000 Americans who killed themselves in 2015 used a gun. More than 80% of attempted suicides with a gun end in death. More than 80% of attempted suicides with a gun end in death. But most survivors of suicide attempts never go on to take their own life. No. That's a good thing. More than 80% of attempted suicides with a gun end in death. Unfortunately, the chances of survival are very low, says criminologist and sociologist Tom Gabor. What's more, most survivors of suicide attempts never go on to take their own life. Some folks are determined to die and will find another way to do it, but others are impulsive one-timers who go on to have very happy and productive lives. Ted Miller, a principal research scientist at the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation, says that's especially true of a lot of kids. Firearm bans. Let's take a look at that. See where they may have taken place and see if there was any benefit. Australia provides compelling real-world evidence that fewer available guns correlates with a significant reduction in deaths by suicide and also by gun violence. In 1996, Martin Bryant opened fire on visitors at Port Arthur Historic Site in Tasmania, killing 35 people and injuring 23. For Australians, that tragedy marked a turning point. People of all political slants supported a ban against semi-automatic shotguns and rifles. Remember, one of the complaints made is that, you know, you're talking about putting into play stock and some of these other offensive guns. There are a number of people who had some arguments and complaints about it. In a matter of days, new legislation was enacted. The government purchased newly banned firearms at fair market value and then destroyed them, reducing Australia's civilian gun stockpile by 30%. What do you think? Should there be a move to get significant numbers of guns off the street?